This segment occurs when Mike is still getting to know other students. Everyone is starting a break from class, except for George. The teacher has asked George to talk with her during the break, since he was telling too many jokes again. Another character in this segment is Norman. He has an unusually deep voice, and before losing his sight, Norman was a football coach. Mike stood up and walked out of the classroom. He also thought about the lecture George was going to get, and similar lectures he'd gotten years ago. Mike arrived in the day room and looked around for a while when he heard a deep voice. "Hey, Mike, that you?"
"Yeah, it's me, Norman," Mike answered and then asked, "What do you think of this place so far?"
"Not bad. It's a little different being a student again, since being at school has usually meant being a coach. I can't complain, though. Seems like a good school."
Mike agreed, and Norman asked,
"So what do you do for fun in central Minnesota? Play football?"
"Tried it, but it wasn't a good fit."
"How about wrestling?"
"Not really."
"Basketball? Track? Cheerleading?"
Mike smiled and answered, "Didn't have the legs." Norman grunted a laugh and asked,
"So, is there any sport you enjoy?"
"Well, there is one winter sport my friends and I try once in a while. It's a form of tag."
"Winter tag?" Norman asked.
"Yeah, with snowmobiles."
"Winter tag with snowmobiles. I don't imagine you have much of a crowd watching the game. Or cheerleaders."
"Never did. Couldn't figure out why either," Mike replied, trying to hold back a laugh. "It was a great sport."
Norman sighed and shook his head. "Tag with snowmobiles. Sounds hazardous."
"It wasn't that bad. The snowmobiles didn't actually touch, usually. We used snowballs to tag each other. After all, we didn't want to be reckless."
"Right," said Norman. "It still sounds hazardous."
"We always thought of it as more of an adventure than a hazard. Kind of like football that way."
"Well, maybe," Norman grunted.
"Fair enough. The truth is, I played some football in high school and an occasional softball game. It's just that usually I end up in games like snowmobile tag." Another voice joined the conversation. "I heard about another creative sport in central Minnesota. It goes back a few years." The voice came from George. Mike was surprised and relieved the lecture was short. George continued. "That sport is quite an action-packed game, really. You got the big and clean team, the small and scrappy team, and you definitely got crowds cheering. No cheerleaders, though."
Norman sighed. "I'm not sure I want to know what this sport is."
"Ah, come on, coach. Give it a guess," replied George.
"Don't call me coach. That's only for my boys," grunted Norman.
"How about you, Mikey? Any ideas?" Mike was intrigued. It was rare that someone described a creative sport from his hometown that he hadn't heard of, especially someone from Portage Bay. "I'm not sure. A lot of sports have different teams and crowds. Could be a demolition derby or a dog show. Could you describe some more?"
"I'd be happy to," George answered. "One thing's for sure, this ain't no dog show. Cars are sometimes demolished in the process, and come to think of it, dogs are involved once in a while, too. There, that's your hint."
Mike felt an answer coming. "One small question. What makes the crowds cheer?"
"Sorry," George replied. "You've already had your hint. Give it a guess."
"Just for the fun of it, can I make a partial guess?" asked Mike.
"Not sure," George answered. "Make your guess, and we'll see."
Mike gave his answer. "My grandpa had a small farm, and once in a while, he'd head into the woods, trying not to be noticed. If someone asked where he went, he'd smile a little and say he had to go cook." "Does his cooking have something to do with it?"
George laughed a knowing laugh. "Yeah, that has something to do with it." "What is it?" asked Norman, with surprising interest.
George's laugh faded, and he answered, "It's mostly water, some corn, bit of yeast, and some very careful cooking. The sporty part involves moving the finished product, most of the time."
"If that's a hint, it didn't help," said Norman. "Are you going to tell me what this is all about?"
A loud voice broke into the conversation. "Anyone here for the orientation class? Our break is almost over. Please start returning to room 5. All three knew it was Pam.
"It's about cooking," Mike replied to Norman and headed back to the room. "Cooking? You guys are not talking about cooking."
"Sure we are," added George.
"Cooking in the woods."
"Creative cooking in the woods," clarified George.
"Creative cooking in the woods with demolished cars and cheering crowds,"
asked Norman, sounding impatient. And no cheerleaders, added Mike as he entered room 5. George laughed loud enough that he received a stern comment from Pam. George, please. Little humor, not too much, Mike added with a smile. George grunted another laugh.
You guys are going to drive me nuts,
Norman muttered as he sat in his chair.